For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. The following narrative was taken from Fox News. The author, Radley Balco, the guest on last week's Century of Lies program, who produced a report, Overkill, for the Cato Institute on the abuses of SWAT teams in America. The Fox News piece was titled, Drug War Police Tactics Endanger Innocent Citizens. Quote, Winston Churchill is commonly credited with having said, democracy means that when there's a knock on the door at 3 a.m., it's probably the milkman, end quote. One wonders what Churchill would make of modern-day drug war America. For the last year, I've been researching a study on SWAT teams, no-knock raids, and the rise of paramilitary tactics in domestic policing. The study was released last week. The trends he's found are troubling, and some of the individual stories are absolutely heartbreaking. This is Radley Balco.
Geez, where to begin? I mean, there's Alberto Sepulveda, who was an 11-year-old boy in Modesto, California, who was shot in the head during a SWAT raid when an officer's gun accidentally went off. Of course, at the time the gun went off, the kid was, you know, handcuffed on the floor, face down on the floor at gunpoint. There's Clayton Hellriegel, a 22-year-old kid in Ohio who lived in a farmhouse with some buddies, recreational pot smoker at worst, an inexperienced SWAT team, you know, conducts a raid on the house late at night. Hellriegel comes down from his bed to see what's going on because, you know, he hears the explosions from the flash grenades and the police, you know, fill him full of bullets. He dies bleeding in the arms of one of his roommates. The police say he came down the stairs with a gun. The roommates say he came down with a blue cup of water. But, you know, whether he came down with a gun or not, I think it's sort of irrelevant. The idea is the problem is that you would bring a SWAT team in to raid as one guy in the house said it, they brought down a house full of hippies. You know, there's a case in Eugene, Oregon. They bring a 50-member SWAT team with a tank.
Holy cow.
Raid these people first thing in the morning. The women are roused out of bed naked, not allowed to dress. When one woman asks if she can put on some clothes because she's embarrassed, the SWAT team puts a black bag over her head and tightens it around her neck. Fortunately, nobody was killed in that situation, but, of course, they're pursuing a lawsuit now. The cases just go on and on and on.
On and on and on. Every year, 1.6 million Americans arrested for little baggies of plant products. That's one person thrown behind bars every 20 seconds here in America. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.